Iowa caucuses last night, and of course we had live coverage here on WBFO. With some analysis this morning, we turn to Canisius College professor Michael Hazelswart. Thank you very much for joining us so bright and early this morning, sir.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
All right, let's break this down. Both parties had their own stories, very interesting results. Of course, Ted Cruz, the Republican winner, but Donald Trump finishes second in Iowa. A lot of people thought maybe he might finish first. Is that second place finish, does that spell doom and gloom for his campaign?
Well, I don't think it certainly isn't good to lose, and especially for Trump, who's declared himself to be a winner. But he accomplished an awful lot. He did things in a very different way, something we haven't seen before. He didn't use the ground organization. He didn't spend a lot of time in diners and stuff. He was there a lot, but he did big rallies and media coverage. And that's a different approach to Iowa. And, you know, he did very well with that approach. So I think that deserves to be recognized. I mean, I think Cruz isn't a big surprise. Evangelicals have elected, you know, Huckabee, they did Santorum, you know, I mean, that's, you know, he's part of, I think, you know, he's part of that. He probably has a better organization than them and a bit more reach as social conservative. But still, you know, I think that, that Trump did pretty well for, you know, for doing what he wanted to do. Clearly, he didn't turn out. I mean, the big rallies didn't produce the votes. And that's what political science has been saying all along, and a lot of other people, is, you know, what gets people out? You know, you can be enthusiastic, you can, you know, go to a party, but what happens on election day? And clearly, the people turned out, but they didn't all turn out for Donald.
Let's switch gears then and go over to the Democratic side of thing. And again, focus on the quote-unquote loser in this. Not by much, though. Bernie Sanders, still a candidate who just a few months ago maybe not many people gave much of a chance to, and he comes a very close second against Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, he did really well, and the momentum there, you know, and the enthusiasm for him, and he actually did turn people out with that enthusiasm, and that's quite remarkable, I think. I think that it's a little early to be talking about a revolution, but I think that for him, he did well. I mean, what you see there is that people that decided, you know, Clinton's had her 50-some percent or high 40s for a long time. You know, I think that she in a sense, sort of like Trump, she's got an upside, and it's it's hard to break through that upside. And so she didn't change that much. The change over time was Sanders picking up that non-Clinton support. And I think that that's really interesting that happened. But, you know, she's going to be tough, and she's going, you know, it's going to be hard for Sanders to sustain this momentum for another month or two with young voters and first-time people and, you know, sort of amateurs. I think that we'll see whether he can do it, but I think it's, you know, Iowa's a pretty unique place. You can focus a lot of effort there, and people get, you know, I mean, people get a lot more attention than they're going to get in many of the primary states that are coming up.
Yeah, let's.
And so, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, let's maybe move then into what's coming up here, because it's interesting how this process works. It seems like it's been going on for the last 18 months, the debates, the talk. Then all of a sudden you've got the Iowa caucuses, then you've got the New Hampshire primaries, and then we're off and rolling. Before you know it, we're into Super Tuesday, and we have our candidates, it seems. What about New York State? So far down the line in terms of primary order, is there a possibility in either of these cases, can you see a scenario with New York playing a part in either the Republican or Democratic process of selecting their candidate?
Yeah, I do think that there's possibility. I think it's more likely in the Republican side of things than it is on the Democratic side. But, you know, I could be wrong about that. I think that Clinton will, I think, do better as you get into more traditionally Democratic constituencies. For Republicans, it's going to be bouncy. We're going to see. I don't think Rubio will do all that well, probably, nor Cruz, really. I mean, in New Hampshire, and I think that you might find one of the, you know, a Kasich or, you know, or Christie, Bush, somebody else, you know, will come up there. But Rubio's third place in Iowa will get him through to South Carolina, where, you know, he can run into a more conservative constituency again. So, you know, I think it's going to be back and forth with those guys. But I think that the Democrats, I don't know so much. I sort of have a sense that, you know, that the Clinton machine is going to be pretty tough once you get into the mainstream of these, like you say, the Super Tuesday sorts of things.
Well, Professor Michael Haysehorte, as always, we appreciate your time and analysis, and there's a lot more to come in this presidential campaign. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for asking.